5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Vince, I've got you on my screen, on my phone. I'm watching you guys in the studio, and you've hogged the sandwiches, it looks like.
I have, mate.
That's right. He has done that.
I bet you didn't share when you were a kid growing up.
Oh, I had to, mate.
Why?
Oh, well, because otherwise I'd be double the size I am now.
Now, tell me, you've just come back from Paris and Barcelona, Vince.
I have. I took the kids to Euro Disney.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Funny seeing Mickey Mouse with a black beret and smoking a cigarette. Mate.
Oh, no.
I saw him in the bathroom as he was you know, doing his thing, and I said, hey, Mickey, how about a photo? He said, rack off.
That was a good
beautiful.
Trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, had a great trip over there. Barcelona was happening and buzzing and beautiful. Really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. And you've been busy with work, the show this week, Todd?
Yeah, we're in our third week of rehearsal, so we've got one more week in the rehearsal studio and then we'll hit the theatre.
All right. Well, I reckon the story of the week has been the blue between John Singleton and Jack Cowan at Kingsley's in Woolloomooloo. Now, rocker John Stevens has had his share of controversy recently. He was with them, and when Singo was asked about violence, he had this to say.
We love it, we love it, we love it.
He loves it,
I do, I love it.
Now, next day, he denied that he was even drunk at lunch.
No, I wasn't. I wish I know, mate. But when the police have presented the bill, you'll see exactly what I had to drink. But as to being carried across the road, that was just a test of strength for Cole Scott. I'm not allowed to drink anymore. I reckon in over 4 hours, I would have had the best part of a bottle, which when I used to drink, I used to have 20 or 30 beers, which is horrific, but it's true. I didn't drink any beers at all until I went to Bell's, which was after the event. And I haven't had a drink, buddy, at all for 6 weeks or so. So I probably handle it less well than I used to. And I certainly looked like I was drunk. I certainly looked at the footage today and thought, geez, mate, what are you doing?
Well, Todd, I'm assuming this story got some coverage in Melbourne, did it?
It did get a little bit of coverage in Melbourne. I just think that John Stevens must have been just wishing he wasn't there.
The man's trying to restore his reputation and he's having lunch with Singo. Oh,
no.
Hello? You
know. And then wasn't there that comment from Singo that said that John was trying to look for a woman to bash?
That's right. And then you could see noticeably he was embarrassed because then Singo says, oh, look, I might go and get a sex change, become a woman, then he can go and belt me.
Oh, God.
Well, I think Singo should be our ambassador to Indonesia. I mean, let's really strike back at these people. You know, he is a walking headlight. What about that controversy a couple of years back at the racetrack with...
That's right, with Gay Waterhouse his horse, More Joyous, ran poorly.
There was an inquiry into it.
That's
and
right.
And at the inquiry, you had a drunk, a jockey, a trainer, a bookie, and a brothel owner.
So who did you believe?
arguing about integrity.
But, Stuart, isn't Singo your boss now?
Yes, in a roundabout sort of way, yes.
You must be so proud.
We've just gone off the air.
We're skating around this gently.
But for somebody who said he doesn't drink anymore, he then...
Well, that's right. He made up for it,
didn't
he?
He doesn't drink anymore like I've stopped eating.
Yeah.
Well, he's now been fined $550, which I think they possibly spilt that much at lunch.
They probably did, but I just couldn't work out what glass did he smash the bottom off a wine glass.
Apparently, they say it fell off the table and it had just smashed by accident, as glasses will. But he got hold of it and threatening, but he says it was all just a bit of fun, you know, jovial play between mates. You've probably done that, Vince, with mates at lunch.
Oh, yeah, always. You know, yeah. I like to break a bottle and sort of threaten someone.
Well, you haven't had a good time until you've glassed
that's
someone.
That's what mates do, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Now, look, I don't think Bob Hawke had been drinking, but he gave a rousing rendition of Waltzing Matilda at a function this week.
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
You don't think he was drunk? I've been at a golf dinner with Hawkey, and he got up and sang Advance Australia Fair in the same fashion.
Yep.
And I didn't even know there was a third verse.
Right. There's about six verses.
Yeah, there is. We were there for a long time waiting for him to finish that song. And at the end, I think it was universally agreed the bloke had had a skinful.
Beneath our radiant Southern Cross, it continues on verse after verse after verse.
Yeah, he knew it.
He's a true patriot, see?
Absolutely.
He's a true patriot.
I just like him. I miss him. I miss the people like that in politics these days.
Yeah, look, he was colourful.
They're all drinking at Otto's.
He was colourful from the start. There's no question about that with Bob Hawke. Now, look, the Sunrise program this week, it became a bit awkward for host David Koch because he was talking about his family and marriage.
I reckon everyone's marriage goes through your seven phases anyhow. You don't need to...
Open marriage?
Well, no, we haven't got to an open marriage yet.
Yes.
No, I didn't mean to add yet to it. Stop trying to entrap me.
Was he entrapped there? We haven't got to an open marriage yet.
Yes. Yeah. Scary territory, isn't it, eh?
Just the thought of that is like you want to go and wash your ears out with Dettol.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall when he got home from that?
That's right. What's Libby got to say to David, about his suggestions that morning for an open marriage yet? Yeah.
But he's kind of suggesting that all marriages end up with an open marriage, isn't he?
Well, sort of, because he's talking about the seven stages. And obviously, along the way, one of those possibly is an open marriage.
I think obviously his is heading in that direction.
Well, he's going. It could end up as a closed marriage.
But what are the other six? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I haven't been through.
I haven't been through. I'm single. I wouldn't know.
No, that's
right. I'm not making any comment because my wife is listening to this show.
Oh, really? He's not game to get himself into any strife.
Marriage is wonderful and there's no phases and we all get on tremendously.
It's just love from the outset. Yeah, very good. He's saying all the right things here. He'll be saying all the right things here. He'll be the information minister for Indonesia next, the way you're talking here. Now, Johnny Depp's dogs.
Oh, God.
What a kerfuffle.
Big story.
Now, had they arrived with a boatload of asylum seekers, they'd be in quarantine on Christmas Island. That's right.
Stop the dogs.
They'd be on Christmas Island right now in quarantine there. Instead, they've come by private jet and just sort of slipped their way into the country, which begs the question.
Who let the dogs out?
What is going on?
We shall decide what dogs come to this country.
And the circumstances in which they come here. That's exactly...
Not in private Learjets, that's for sure. But there's dogs getting around better than I am.
In Melbourne this morning, driving into work, I was listening to 3AW, actually, and there's a petition that's been signed from human rights people about, the people traffic and all that, which has got so many thousand votes. And the petition about letting Johnny Depp keep his dogs has got thousands and thousands and thousands. So there's the girl on the radio saying, we care more about Johnny Depp's bloody dogs than we care about asylum seekers. Something's wrong.
I think that's probably the conversation this has generated has been unbelievable. Oh, look, there is a serious side to it because clearly he didn't declare the dogs when they came in. And, we've probably all been held up by customs at some point, someone wanting to rifle through a bag to check that things were as they should have been. But the whole thing has just been run out of all proportion. The idea that to euthanise the dogs.
How much scrutiny is there with these private jets coming in?
I mean, obviously none.
As he walked through a thing, I was like, have you got a dog in your pocket? Or where do you sneak two dogs in?
I think the thing is that Australians really hate being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we feel, that this rich celebrity has got on his la-di-da private jet and completely disregarded the laws. And I think that's why Australians are kicking up.
Have they got a 457 visa? Are they putting any of our good cattle dogs
out of work? That's right. Yes, working dogs on farms have been put out of work by Johnny Depp's two terriers.
Right.
And look, when I saw them the other day, they were loafing. They've come to this country and they were in the corner, probably on welfare already, bludging in the corner, and I thought, just typical.
Yeah, and they're going to the bloody poodle parlour and taking up the appointments that our Australian
Aussie dogs should be having. No, yeah. You're quite
dog
right.
Ghettos and,
they're travelling better than us, they're eating better than us, and they're more pampered than us.
But aren't they the last sort of dogs you think Johnny Depp would have?
Well, I agree. I thought he'd have Dobermans. That's right.
He's got bubbles and poo-poo or something.
Well, actually, pistol and boo, and this is what the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce had to say about it yesterday.
It's time that pistol and boo buggered off back to the United States.
Okay.
At a time that the budget's come out, can you believe that he's talking about
that's
this?
Right, like, yes, that's right. The Agriculture Minister.
I was wondering who he was talking about then.
But, do you know
he knew the names. The Agriculture Minister of Australia knew the names of
Boo and
dogs.
Pistol. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. He knows the name of every cow in Australia.
That's true. Yeah. He's done a personal head count on every farm around Australia.
Daisy and Bessie.